We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire. With the seventh pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
He's going to run it straight in. Jared Goff.
Carr, touchdown, Detroit Lions. TJ Hawkins, they did it. They tied it. They're an extra point away from winning this game. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Yerp, what is going on, everybody? Welcome to another live episode of the Pride Podcast on Spotify, Green Room, on your favorite sports network, the Blue Wire Network. I am your host for today, Malcolm, the great one, the people's champion. And I'm also here with my good guy, Pierre. How you doing, Pierre?
I'm doing all right. Where do you want to start?
Man, that was a bummer. Damn, that shit hurt.
It was tough, bro. It was tough.
Oh, shit. Damn. Let's start at this. Okay, let's start with the first half and how the offense looked. And I know that it didn't go as well as we thought it would, but what was your thoughts on the offense in general in that first half?
The first half, I thought they were actually really bad. Jared Goff was like, I mean, he completed throws, but he threw like behind his receiver. If he threw him like as the guys were running in stride, would have been a first down, right? I believe both were Khalif Raymond. Goff also, when he gets pressured, he panics.
I said it right. Yeah, he panics.
Yeah, you could tell he panics. I also thought the Lions didn't really get Swift involved in Hawk, and I tweeted about that. Second half, they made the adjustments and got those two guys involved. Hawk was obviously, like you said, he was doubled by the Ravens. The Ravens basically took him out of the game. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. That first half was offensively was rough, and it looked like every time on third down when the Ravens dialed up the blitz, we just had no answer for it, which was very frustrating as fans. Watching the game and like, shit, here we go again. It's third down. They're going to blitz. And you know Jared Goff is not going to have an answer for it. So it was tough, man. It was a tough half. I mean, I know they the first half, it was 0-10 by Baltimore. So
they're lucky it was 10-0. Baltimore's field goal lucky. And Marquise Brown on the same drive had two drop, basically touchdown passes, in my opinion.
Yeah. So. Yeah, two blown coverages that could have led to touchdowns, but luckily he dipped his hand in butter pregame, and luckily those two drops happened. I mean, those are two wide open catches. I don't know what happened, but thank God that did happen. They kept the game close. How do you feel about the defense the first half?
I thought we talked about basically keeping Lamar in the pocket and containing the edges and being gap sound in your assignments. And I thought they actually did that. Yeah, there was maybe a play or two where Lamar got out. You can't like completely stop him, but I thought they did a good job limiting Lamar. Don't let him get out of the pocket.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, hold up. Wait, time out. Whoa, I see somebody here. I see somebody in the room. I see somebody. Do you see what I see?
I just invited him up. See if he's
Let's see. I know he's at the game.
Oh, he left. Okay, he left. All right.
Oh, he left. Oh, yeah. He's, yeah. Okay. Right. So, the defense, they played better than I expected. Even though that it could have, the score could have definitely could have got out of hand in the first half if Hollywood Brown didn't dip his hand in some butter the pregame. It could have got out of hand. We could have been down by, it could have been 17-0. So thank God he did. He dipped his hand in butter. And the game was actually close, and the defense looked faster. They did a good job as best as they could with Lamar as far as not letting him run crazy all over the place.
Yeah.
So that was a positive, man. I actually feel – I'm hoping the defense can actually trend from this and actually, you know, keep this defense going as they play. And hopefully we see this type of defense, you know, every week.
Yeah.
Which, you know, they played the run well. And, I mean, besides those blown coverages, the defense played well. But going to the second half, I think we saw kind of seen a completely different team. How do you feel about the Goff's and the Detroit Lions offense in the second half?
Goff was really good, actually, in the second half. It's kind of a tale of two halves, right? He was hitting guys in stride. Anthony Lynn, I thought, called a great game with how limited he is with his weapons. Like, he basically got Swift involved in a lot of creative ways. Screen pass. He ran him a couple times. Did an end around. He was really creative. They also, I believe, did an end around with Amon-Ra St. Brown. There's really not much you could do with these receivers. Not that Anthony Lynn called a great game. But that last drive they had, I hate how they went conservative. Because I know the Ravens have Justin Tucker. And if you're leaving them with a minute and some change with Tucker, he'll probably get it.
Yeah, that was tough.
I didn't like that, how they did that. And then on that last play, the 4th and 19 play, it seemed like it was another communication issue. But aside from that, I don't like rushing three. I'm not really a fan of rushing three. I would have rushed four. Your pass rush was getting there. So you should have won it with your pass rush instead of winning it with your young, inexperienced secondary.
Yeah. And you know what? That play was a bummer. that 4th and 19 yeah. play. But we're going to the offense. Just really quick, talking about the offense really quickly. That first half, the second half offense looked like they had an answer to the Ravens blitzing and pressuring package that they were doing on the third downs and just pressuring Goff. They had an answer. Detroit had an answer to that. And that answer was DeAndre Swift. And yeah. That's getting Swift involved. And, you know, they were blitzing, you know, they're doing the swing pass to Swift. And we saw a lot of that in the second half. And the offense was rolling. And, you know, Jared Goff, you know, ended up with he didn't have any touchdowns, no interception. He had no turnovers, which is a positive. I mean, thank God, no turnovers. But he had 217 yards, which is it's okay. There's no touchdowns. That's the bummer part. But the running game looked well. You know, Swift and Williams. I love our running backs. Yeah. I love our running backs a lot, man. And they actually they played well. I think they both played well today. Now, as far as the defense in the second half, how do you feel about that, man? I know you mentioned the 4th and 19 play.
Like, can we finally say we have a pass rush or no?
Can we? Shit. How many sacks did we get on them?
I don't know if they got a lot of sacks, but like they pressured them a lot.
We got a lot of pressure, and this is a guy who, you know, the Ravens have a good offensive line, and it looks like we had 1, 2, 3, 4 sacks. We have 4 sacks.
Yeah,
man, that's good on Baltimore. That's really good.
Julian showed some juice today. That was nice to see. Like there was a play where Julian and Romeo basically fucked up the play.
Yeah.
So that was
nice. The defensive game plan was on point. You gotta give another, you know, round of applause for AG. He did a good job today, man. He did a good job with the game plan today.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you take away that 4th and 19 play, I think they played really well. The 4th and 19,
even,
and also,
even that play, that's like a prevent defense, right? Like your secondary just didn't communicate. That's what Campbell said, and you could tell they're a young and experienced secondary. There's not a lot of communication. That's how busted coverages happen. Lack of communication. Yeah. They had a couple of those today. That last play, I mean, Sammy Watkins was basically wide open. Was that Sammy Watkins? I think it was. He was wide open. But I want to talk about the elephant in the room. Following that play, I believe the Ravens, it was like 7 seconds or 5 seconds on the clock.
Which one? Are you talking about the
The delay of game.
Delay of gameplay?
The clock is like 3-2. I'm like, yo, that's delay of game. And the ref didn't call and Lamar just throws it out. And then they get a field goal. If you get that 5 yards, right, that's like a 71-yard field goal. So you probably have to bring in your offense instead of the field goal. And game would probably be over. It just sucks like how the Lions continue to get screwed by the rest. But like they should have made a play on the 4th and 19 as well. You make that
4th and 19 play,
game's over.
Shouldn't have happened. Yeah, that 4th and 19 play shouldn't have happened. That was, I mean, it is what it is. I don't care, and I'm not going to complain about the delay of gameplay. The play before that should have never happened.
I agree.
And, with even though you're like, all right, maybe 66 yards, I personally was like, all right, this month, I know he has a big leg. But I was like, 66 yards? Nah, he ain't going to make this shit.
Campbell thought the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, 66 yards? Like, if he was like in a 61, I would be like, fuck. 62, you know, around there. Anywhere in the 50s, I would be like, shit. But 66, you know, I was like, oh, he ain't making this shit.
Yeah. And then I think what we've learned in this league is, like, you have to execute. If you don't execute, there's going to be plays later that could bite you in the ass, like the delay of game. Say you executed earlier in the game or you got a touchdown on that last drive or you stopped the 4th and 19 play, you don't have to worry about delay of game.
Yeah. It's just tough. And, yeah, like you said, man, this league, you got to play 4 quarters. And I know that the offense didn't show up the first half. They made great adjustments to.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
You guys lose me because somebody just called my damn phone.
Yeah, you went on me for a second.
Oh, okay, my bad. Yeah, somebody just called me. But yeah, this league got to play 4 quarters. And even though we made great adjustments the second half to make this some type of a damn game, they got to start off. They got to play 4 quarters. They got to play, you know, from the first whistle to the last whistle.
Yeah. I'll say this, though. Like, Campbell said this team showed grit. He's like, if you don't show grit against the Ravens, you'll get your ass kicked, basically. And, I mean, they fought with the Ravens. The Ravens are a great football team.
Great, yeah. Great, really, as I said, the top team in the AFC.
Yeah, for they're a really good team.
For us to only give up 19 points and to make this a 19-17 game, I think kudos to the Lions, man. I think we're definitely heading to the right direction. I know a lot of people are bummed out by this and like, oh, shit, you know, same old Lions doing the same shit. Or, you know, I knew we were going to lose. Or this is you could tell that this team is heading in the right direction. So I'm excited about that. I'm definitely excited about that. Bummed out about the loss and how we lost. But I am excited that this team is definitely headed to the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you also see, like, improvements with the young guys. Like, Bobby Price, he did get beat, but, like, you're seeing, like, a lot of improvements out of that kid.
I can't.
Will Harris is showing some improvements, right? Austin Bryant had his first career sack today.
Let's go, man.
Amani Awarie had a pick. Like, you're seeing guys, Julian Okwara, like, pressure the quarterback. Romeo Okwara probably had his best game of the year today, easily. Alex Anzalone, I thought, had a good game. Derek Barnes was solid. Like, you're seeing improvements, and that's what we talked about in the beginning of the year. Like, we don't really care about the wins and losses, but we want to see improvements as the year goes on. And that's what you're seeing with these young guys and this young team.
And you can tell every week, just like Dan Campbell preached, every week he wants to see improvement. Every week, this team is getting better.
Yeah.
So that's definitely, you know, definitely a positive.
And regarding, so someone's asking about Levi Onwuzurike. I mean, he was like, his first game back was last week, and he also missed some time in training camp. He's still a rookie, so it might take him a couple games to get back on his feet. I'm not really worried about Levi.
No, I'm not worried either.
Yeah.
let me tell you how, when I saw number two on the field, Austin Bryant, I was like, yo, who the hell is number two? I completely forgot he changed his number. I completely forgot. But yeah, that two hit me for surprise. I was like, oh, what the hell? Number two?
Yeah, but you know,
he played well.
With a young team, you're going to have growing pains, and we saw those growing pains today. Busted coverages, Jerry Jacobs stepping out of bounds, could have been a fumble, right? There's going to be a lot of growing pains. They're young, but as long as they keep improving and developing, they'll be good in like a couple of years.
Miscues. Yeah, I agree, man, 100%.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pierre, do you have anything else about this game that you want to talk about before we let some listeners up?
No, that's about it.
That's about it? All right, so... listeners, if you want to come up to the stage and talk, give your opinion about the game, please request now. Please, I'm requesting that you keep it to a 5-minute minimum. That way we can try to get as much people on as possible. With that being said, Mike, hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, fellas?
What's going on, Mike? How you doing, man? Doing good?
I feel great, man. You know what?
You feel great?
You feel great.
After that loss?
I'm a Lions fan, bro. I knew for 100% sure when they gave Justin Tucker and Lamar Jackson a minute and 9 seconds left. I remember telling.
You still feel good?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I want a high draft pick, man. You know, I want a chance at Malik Willis. I want a chance at maybe Kayvon Thibodeau.
With all due respect to the high draft pick stuff,
like, let's not get into that right now. We're like in the beginning of the year. We're heading into week four now, so like. The draft talk is too early.
No. I just want to see good young players play, and I want to see the team. You know, I want to see guys that are going to be future parts of this team 3 to 4 5 years down the road, and then you know I want to see them play hard, and they've been playing hard. I don't really care about wins and losses. I think this team is so deprived of superstars. I know what Pierre's talking about, and I get why he's saying that. But the only way to get superstars in this league is to pick in the top five. That's the most consistent way to get it.
I mean, that's your best chance of getting it, but you could still find stars and like
you can, but you can do that. Yeah, I mean, majority of them are going to be picked in the top five. We need a Myles Garrett type. We need something that's going to make this team go from decent to good. From then you get a couple of them, you go from good to great. The NFL is just we're so short on talent. That just playing hard and finding good, solid role players is should be this team's target in 2021. I don't know. Do you guys just not agree with that philosophy? Because there's nobody on this team that looks like a superstar or has the potential to be a superstar. Outside of Sewell and Frank Ragnar and Jackson, I think the offensive line is clearly their strength. But I don't see
I disagree with, like, superstar. I think Hockson could be a superstar. Yeah. I think Sewell right now. Romeo Okwara, like, he's showing a lot of flashes. He's not superstar level yet, but he's a really good player. They're young, man. Dear, I mean, like, we'll see. We're only like a couple games in.
Yeah, I'm more into just play your best football. I'm not into this. Oh, this is bomb every game to try to get top of draft. No. Because I've been watching the Lions since what, 97, and shoot, I could tell you how many top five draft picks we had in that period, and it hasn't been good.
Let me ask you guys a question, and you know, is Okuda, like, is he going to take the path you guys think of Malcolm Jenkins if and when he gets back and really jump into, like, that free safety? You know,
I mean, sure hope so.
Slow a foot when he came into the league. I'm just worried after this. Do you guys think that he slots in with probably Tracy Walker and Will Harris gone?
Well, Tracy's a free agent. Will Harris is still under contract after this year, so we'll see what happens with Jeff Okuda. I think it's too early to talk about that. I don't know. Like, they probably want to see how he looks next year, if he's even ready by week one. Like, he suffered a major injury, so we'll see.
What do you guys What do you guys think about Tracy? He has not played well, in my opinion. Do you think he's played? I mean, I think Will Harris has played better than him, surprisingly.
I think he's been okay. You got to remember, they're still learning a new scheme together. It's going to take some time to get going, and there's a lot of new players also on the field. So communication is not always there as well. They have some work to do in the secondary.
I personally want to rewatch the game and then see the snap count, because from the eye test, I didn't see Tracy Walker on the field today. That's just from the eye test. I know Pierre told me, he's like, yeah, I saw him, but he probably played very minimal snaps, because I didn't see him around the ball. I didn't see him in the field. I didn't see him in the game.
He played a ton of snaps, but the problem is the guy's never, ever, ever.
I'm talking about today. You saw him on the field a lot today?
I seen him a lot today. I don't know, Pierre, did you not see him? I see
they
him.
Were rotating.
Pierre said he saw him, but yeah, I saw mainly. I see. I mainly. Yeah. Yeah. I mainly saw Marlo.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is you see him and you see him tackling somebody. You never see him making a play. That's the. You know what I mean? Like he's just. I don't know. I see Will Harris playing a lot more, which means they probably think that they're not going to re-sign him. So if they're not going to re-sign him, then they probably need to just move on from him like they did with Jamie Collins and start one of these younger kids, because, yeah. You know, he's clearly getting rotated in and out. And that's probably based on the fact that they don't want to pay him or probably don't have any intention on re-upping him. So why play him? You know, like, let's move on from him and let's see if we can get one of these young guys to play.
Because I'm kind of against that. I think Tracy Walker still has some potential. Why move him now? He's still a young safety. And while you have him here, audition him. If you don't like him, let him walk free agency. You like him, re-sign him.
Yeah, but Pierre, they're not playing him.
They are though.
They're rotating a lot.
They do want to rotate their guys in, but he was playing today.
I know, but do you think that you're rotating a guy who you want to be your player moving forward?
Well, you got to remember, last week, him and Will Harris played 100% of the snaps, so maybe they were tired towards the game and they decided to come in and rotate their safeties.
I've never heard of safeties being rotated. I've heard of defensive linemen being rotated, but never hearing safeties being rotated. I mean
we do have three solid safeties, so, I mean, Marlowe's a really good safety.
I mean, I'd give him a
chance. I want to say really good. He's a solid safety.
He's a solid safety, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, you guys know what I mean? Like it's like, it's like the Pistons. It's like they got guys that they're like either half rebuilding and half retooling. It's like, let's go full rebuild. Let's get some young people to play. You know, let's get Swift the ball more. I mean, he is clearly, I don't know if you guys agree with this or not, he's clearly their best player, Swift. And that even includes Hockenson.
I disagree with that. I think Ragnow is the best player.
Well, I mean, I've seen Ragnow get... He was dominated today. It wasn't his best game, but I mean, he's a really good player. But nobody's good versus Calais Campbell. But you don't believe that Swift is their best player?
No.
He's up there. I mean, the best player.
And then regarding, like,
I like Swift a lot.
When you say the Lions, you know, like Trey Tracy or whatever, he's still a young player. He's still on his rookie deal. I think it's dumb to give up on him this early. I really do.
But Pierre, it's not about giving up on him. They're not going to re-sign. If they're not playing him...
But how do we know they don't plan on re-signing him? We don't know that. They're only a couple games in.
Yeah, but they played him probably, like, I had to guess. You'll have to look at the snaps, but I bet you they played him between 50 and 60% of the snaps. You're not playing those guys. You're playing him 100% snaps if you've already probably dropped to or extending him if he's part of your future.
That could have just been part of the game plan. Like, maybe next week it's different. Every week is different. Like, last week he played 100% of the snaps. This week him and Harris split reps. I mean, every week is different. Let's see what they do next week.
It's actually him and Marvel. I think Harris played 100% of the snaps as well.
Harris did not play 100% today.
Harris is the guy that I think they look at and they say, well, maybe because of the contract situation, Pierre, but Harris is a guy who's getting a lot of snaps, and he looks good. He makes open field tackles. I mean, he's not the greatest, you know, in coverage, but he's not missing tackles like he was in years past, and he looks like he's being able to play with some athleticism, which I appreciate. It's just Tracy Walker, to me, it looks like he's always playing a step slow, and he's always playing, you know, just – I don't know. All those crossing routes were on top of him. All those deeper crossing routes that Andrews caught in the beginning of the game, the same play that kept running was on Tracy Walker. If you look back at when you go back and watch the film, you'll see every single one was on Tracy Walker.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I have to go back and watch that. I mean, I'm not going to judge that right now. I honestly don't know who those were on. But we got another speaker up. Mike, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Mike, thank you for coming up, man.
My pleasure.
What's up, Anonymous?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on, man? How you doing, man? How you feeling?
I'm all right. It's crazy how that game ended. You know, feeling about the same as everyone else.
You know, you can't give up a 4th and 19 play when the game's on the line.
Yeah.
But I kind of see a little bit what Mike was just saying about Tracy Walker. In previous games, he was getting, you know, his stuff handed to him. But I think just with him and as the rest of the defense, you kind of see them progressively improving game by game.
Right.
And they executed almost a perfect game plan versus Lamar Jackson in that running game today. You know, we got to forget that Lamar Jackson's not just a threat on his feet, but I mean, he has passing weapons as well.
Yeah,
with Hollywood Brown, Watkins, and Andrews out there at tight end. So it is good. It is interesting to look back at the film and see, you know, the tight end, isn't it Andrews? That's his name, right?
Yeah, you got
it. Yeah, Mark Andrews. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark Andrews, man, you know, he was killing the Lions defense. So it's a question of wondering, were those safety responsibilities or linebacker responsibilities to cover him on those plays?
That's a good question that we'll probably have an answer to on the next episode.
Yeah, Malcolm.
Watch them too.
Yeah, because everyone else, you know, they had pretty good coverage, but he was just like wide open.
I mean, even Marquise Brown was like, I mean, he probably had 2 touchdowns that got away from him.
Yeah, and one of those Tracy Walker actually defended. You know, I think it was sometime in the first half. He got behind the secondary, and Jackson had a pretty good pass on him, and Tracy Walker tipped it and ended up falling incomplete. He didn't really knock it down, but he did enough to interfere the catch. So
was that the end zone?
Yeah, right in the back of the end zone.
Okay, I think I remember that play.
I don't remember that. We'll have to go back and watch that, but yeah.
But so, I guess my whole thing with this team is you gotta give Goff a wide receiver. You know, you can't really evaluate him going into next year with this group of wide receivers he has to throw to.
I agree.
I think it's fair to evaluate every other position, but this passing game is just looking anemic. And man, is it him or is it the wide receivers?
I think it's a little of both. I think it's a little of both.
I think it's both. I think it's both too, because there's no excuse that, okay, on third down when he feels pressure, he's going to go crazy.
Yeah.
Which he's shown that on third down when they blitz him and he just goes crazy. You don't know what he's going to do. Is he going to fumble? Is he going to throw a crazy pass? Or is he just going to just lay down and get sacked? Like,
exactly. But what I'm getting at is that an issue with him and his deficiencies, or does he not have trust with the guys that he's throwing the ball to?
I think
it could be both.
His delays.
It's both. And, it's both.
Yeah.
It's both. But he also, I mean, and I hope he, you know, Jared Goff could turn it around, but you could kind of tell. He kind of gets locked in on his primary receiver.
Yeah, he does.
And he doesn't, you know, see open guys as like a, those top quarterbacks would see those guys. Like,
yeah,
he missed guys. And that's an issue that I hope that they can correct with him, because, you know, that's not good. You know, you can't just lock into one receiver and then have all these guys open and miss these guys.
Right.
Yeah, and I agree. I think that's definitely an issue with him, especially when you have a veteran. No matter what team you're on, if you're a veteran who's been in the league as long as he has, you got to be able to go through your progressions,
man. See, all right, he's not open. Let me see my second option. You know, he sees his first option. He's like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
It's either you, or I'm throwing this out of bounds, or I'm taking a sack.
The thing is, too, like, he has these easy throws, and he makes it so much harder on the receiver. Like, today, DeQuay Freeman.
Yes.
He was going across the field, and, you know, that's an easy first down if you get that. But instead, we're looking at two, like, fourth and ones or whatever. And I think both of them resulted in a false start. They punted it away. So, yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was at least two or three passes today where Cleve Raymond was on an out, and had he thrown it out in front of him, he could have continued to get the first down, but he had to turn around and stop his momentum.
Yeah.
End up getting stopped short.
Yeah. Cleve Raymond's he has some juice. So if he has some space, he'll get there, but he's not that big. It's hard for him to, like, I don't know how to say it. It's hard for him to break a tackle. Yeah.
So,
yeah. You guys got any idea of like a potential wide receiver that may be of trade value for Jimmy Collins?
I don't think you're going to get a receiver for Collins. I think for Collins, you either get like a seventh round pick or he's going to get released. But a wide receiver that could be available, the Jets continue to say they're not trading him, but he was a healthy scratch today, is Denzel Mims. That's something to monitor.
I hope so. I'll be nice.
Yeah, he just hasn't.
He's been he's been pretty bad with the Jets.
He needs a fresh start. And another one like for the Lions is one. I'm shocked that Trinity Benson didn't see that much field, and then Amon-Ra St. Brown hasn't really done much.
Yeah, he's a rookie.
So I said this in the preseason. I went to a couple of their practices, and I saw Amon-Ra St. Brown. I saw him at practice drop a few tough catches that, you know, they weren't gimmies. They weren't wide open right in your hands. They were a little bit tough, but definitely catches you think wide receivers in the NFL need to make. And definitely catches that Galladay and Marvin Jones and receivers we had before would have made 9 times out of 10.
So you pretty much just saw what we saw during these first three games.
Yeah. So Well, that's the thing. I think the hype was a little bit too much for Amon-Ra St. Brown.
It was.
You know, he is still what, a fifth round pick?
Third.
Was he third? Oh, he was third? Yeah. So, still day two wide receiver. I thought he went later than that.
No, he went third. Did he go third? He went third, right?
Am I tripping? Yeah, third round pick. Oh, I'm sorry. Fourth round pick. I'm sorry. They drafted Amon-Ra St. Brown the fourth, and they traded up the next pick for Derek Barnes.
Fourth round pick,
Or an early fourth round pick. Yeah,
I think the hype was a little bit too much for him. I hope everyone don't get so down on him because the hype was so high, and he's not living up to that. He's still gonna have a good future.
It's too early. We're only a couple games in. You know, like he'll find his footing. I wouldn't be shocked if he like this week 7 or week 8 he'll start making plays or whatever. He's still young.
Yeah. You know how fans are. You know how Twitter is. I mean, even looking in the comments of the discussion, everyone's asking, where are the rookies? Where are the young guys? You know, a lot of these young guys didn't even play last year. So they're coming, you know, they're more than a year removed from football, and they're going straight to the NFL.
Right.
So people's expectations are a little higher than what they should be for some of these young guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I agree.
All right, Malcolm, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I don't got anything else.
Hey, Anonymous, thanks for coming up, man. Is there anyone else before we wrap it up? Or we make it really quick, you know, say your piece, and then is anybody else? Nope. Yes. Nope. Yes. Is that it?
I do have one here. Let's bring him up real fast. What's going on,
David?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, man? Just really quick, what you have to say? What were your thoughts on the game, man?
Oh, man, it was nice to see linebackers actually covering, for one. Derek Barnes is going to be a beast. The dude talking about we don't got no superstars, Derek Barnes is going to be it. Mark my words.
Down a little, okay?
I agree. I'm hopeful.
I mean, I hope, but like, let's slow it down a little with that talk.
Nah. I'm all in on Derek Barnes, yo.
It's all in. You put all the eggs in the basket on Derek Barnes.
Yeah. I mean,
so, hey, man. And then from the pregame show, I didn't say anything then because I was just listening while mowing the lawn. But dude who's talking about trading fucking Ragnow and Hawk. That shit's ridiculous. It always reminds me, whenever I hear that shit, it always reminds me of Peter Griffin.
Yeah.
We can take the boat, but we can take the mystery prize. It could be anything. It could even be a boat. Oh, like we're going to trade away guys who are straight ballers and hope to draft the replacements that are just as good. It makes no damn sense.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't even comment on it. I didn't do anything on it. I just when I hear stuff like that, I just let it go through one ear and come out the other because it's just pointless. It makes no sense, and it is what it is. I don't know. I don't have any thoughts on that.
Yeah.
Oh, and as far as Walker getting play, I think we were seeing Marlowe a lot more because I think they swapped the scheme a little bit. I think we were seeing three safeties.
Yeah, that could be it.
I think in the second half we were seeing a lot more three safeties, because we were getting a lot of what's that rookie's name?
On the Ravens or
no, ours, the rookie Nickel.
Oh, AJ Parker.
Talking about AJ Parker.
AJ Parker. We saw a lot of AJ Parker in the first half. I didn't hear his name once in the second half.
When you don't hear a corner's name, that's a good thing.
Well, we were hearing his names in the first half because he was blowing plays up. That's
yeah,
what I'm
yeah, but like I'm saying, in coverage.
I don't remember seeing him though.
No, he was out there.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah.
No, I think we were doing some more three safety.
Okay.
To try and neutralize Andrews because he was killing us in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had no answer for Andrews.
Yeah, it didn't really help. He still was rocking us, but.
Yeah. I'm still bummed out that we lost this game. That's what a bummer.
I thought we had him.
Let him off the hook.
Man, just gotta tip your hat, man. 66 yarder. That's ridiculous.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's an NFL record.
But hey, David, we're about to wrap it up. But if you have anything else, make it quick.
Nope, that was it.
Thanks for joining us, man.
Nice coming out, David.
All right, guys, and with that being said, that is a wrap to our live episode of our post-game episode for the Detroit Lions versus the Baltimore Ravens. If you liked our episode, please go ahead and leave those reviews on Apple Podcasts. 5-star would be appreciated. And with that being said, guys, I am out. Peace.
All right, guys, I'm out. Peace.